I might sing like there's a moose loose about this hoose.
There was heavy moose.
I've been holding together.
BS. Pro League, the lobby.
Welcome back to another episode of
the lobby.
I mean, that doesn't sound as bassy as it normally does.
The lobby.
No, that wasn't like a dig or anything. It's because we're men and women short, but it's the OGs, baby. How you doing, Jonah Jupp?
We're back. The way it should be. No, I'm joking.
Danny G and Jonah Jupp, the yes. OG, like season one.
I know. How long are we doing this now? Like, it's well over a year.
Yeah, easily.
It's crazy, isn't
it? Obviously, we had season one last year. We're in season two now of the BFBS Pro League. And speaking of, I mean, we are going to be looking back and looking forward. We've got Rocket League, League of Legends drama. We have got... Oh, we've got Pro League winners already?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
and we've got somebody coming on the pod as well this week who is a winner, right?
And we do have a winner.
Do that again.
A winner.
It's good. I'll tell you what, look, before we look back, should we look forward? Because it's not long to go now until the grand final.
BFBS Pro League grand final.
How are you feeling? This has been a lot of work in the making.
I can't wait for it to be over.
You sound like a parent talking about Christmas.
No, it's like you can't wait for Christmas to happen, right? But once it's over, you're just kind of like, oh, what do we do now? You know, it's been a lot of prep, but I think we're all just anticipating. We're just waiting to go smoothly, you know. And once it happens, once the big day's done, we all sit down afterwards. And as we did last year, we sat in the restaurant and we went, God, we're actually doing all right there.
And then you go, but what do we do now?
And ready for the next year.
Oh, I really liked the social media video, by the way, that I saw being posted of Simon Hunter turning up to the venue and being like, telling you guys he was there.
Yeah.
What?
I actually got done really dirty there. Did you see my profile picture of me?
No.
It's my face. It was terrible. It was so terrible. It was like the worst shot of me I've ever seen. But hey, it's out.
Yeah, well, I mean, but what happens though? Like, for anybody who's just catching up a little bit, you know, we've had F1, we've got League of Legends, Rocket League. Yes. What's happening at the grand final?
So, grand final is the grand final for our Rocket League competition. So, and we have the top 8 teams competing to fight off to win the BFBS Pro League season 2. We have some awesome prizes as well. We're gonna tease those on our socials a little bit soon. So I don't want to get into it too much, but it's pretty awesome what we've got. And that's not just for Rocket League, that's for the League of Legends guys and for our F1 champion Phoenix as well. We'll also be receiving a little something very soon.
Can you tease at least one of the amazing prizes right now? Because I'm just thinking Elena for, you know, BFBS Esports Socials could actually promote this podcast by saying, if you do want a little teaser before we do it.
Let's just say they are being manufactured as we speak. Cast from Dwarf's Iron. I don't know how to hype up. But yeah, no, they're being made currently, the awards. They are very bespoke.
So is it a trophy with your name on it?
Oh, no, it's not
a medal?
Trophy. No, not a medal.
A plaque?
No, not a plaque.
What else is there?
It's very military-esque.
Is it a patch?
It's a patch, yeah!
It's
not a patch.
Stop, that's mean.
No, they are very, very cool. So basically, it's a very...
Coin! It's a coin!
It might be.
It's a coin!
It might be a
coin. It's like a CO coin, 100%.
It's they're wicked, though.
All right. No, that sounds really
good.
You heard here. What about League of Legends, then? Where are we at with that? Is it... Lol, is it done, dusted?
It's done. It's really sad, but it's done. Do you know what? I'm going to be really transparent and honest here. I've been on holiday. So I come back and I'm seeing all the announcements. And everything. Obviously, I've been watching the Pro League, the live streams and things like that and catching up with all the action. I understand what's going on in League of Legends for full transparency. I'm a complete noob. Obviously, our guest later that we're speaking to, though, is one of the experts, should we say, on all things League of Legends. But yes, we have crowned the winner of the BFBS Pro League Season 2 League of Legends competition. And it is the British Army Esports Lions.
Okay.
Army's on top.
Yeah, we like the
we
army.
Do like
all
it.
Right. Well, I mean, do we have highlights from LOL?
I believe so.
Rodriguez is a little bit isolated here. They're able to get the shockwave on Stubby into the double knockup, and bye bye, Jin Zhao. Going to be followed into the death chamber by the Jarvan, but it's a lovely rook into a hood, into a killing spree for Steve. It's a triple for Light as well. And with Dom locked in the death row with Claire, Ned and Eddie, it's going to take some time for this Ornn to fall low. He may not even fall down, but his death is immaterial to the result of the team fight. The Lions have already won it. Well, they're gonna take a whack at it. It's a double stun actually going down onto Dom and onto Story. The volley bear already falling low. The knockback denying the Nunu ultimate, and now Light can just open up untouched. A shutdown for the Yanara, even more for the rest of the Lions. And as soon as they say go, they go. It's a clean ace. And this game has just swung right back in favor of those roaring Lions. Mid lane tower down. How about a Baron as well?
And they go for a dragon too. Look at the minimap. Cled, Ed and Eddie decide, you know what? You guys got that. I'll take this objective as well. They will have their cake, they'll eat it too, pop some sprinkles on just to make sure.
There is enough blood spilled on the rift. They look to end it. They are going to push for the win.
It's the last stand here, the solo laners versus four.
Can they do it? I think we already know the answer. The Lions, in absolutely disgusting fashion, 3-0 the Real Humans and your BFBS Pro League champions.
I mean, that just paints you one heck of a picture, doesn't it?
I mean, middle cut.
Sorry, yeah, I'll join in with you. Rude. It's not a solo clap.
Incredible. Incredible.
So that was a clip from the last one of the
final.
Oh my word. So we have the British Army Lions who came out on top, but I remember Owen was saying it was really, really close between them and the real humans. And that's the civilian team, have I got that right?
Yes, so a mixture of civilian slash veteran team. But the long and short of it is everyone thought that the real humans were gonna win it all, blah 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 blah. But boy, did everyone get proved wrong. 3-0 to the Lions. Who just wiped the floor.
And I know we've only just heard a highlight clip, and please forgive me, I know you say, oh, I'm a noob when it comes to this, but I know you're watching it. How long's like a typical, like between, how long was that game between the real humans and the Army Lions?
As we're saying, these were spawned, one fresh Rolex, 1 hour. 1 hour. And if you know, you know.
That's quite funny. Well, I think my favourite part of the highlights there was to go, and the British Army Lions in disgusting fashion. It's very good. I like that.
Disgusting. The Pongos. You know?
The disgusting fashion. Disgusting. I don't know how we introduce a winner from the team in disgusting fashion, though. Do you want to give it a go? No. Come on, in disgusting fashion.
In disgusting fashion, we introduce the winner of the BFBS Pro League Season 2 League of Legends competition, Moose!
Moosey, baby, how we do it? Oh, wait, no, there's a moose loose about this hoose. Jonah,
to leave her
no, mate, no.
She's trying to get us to
thank
do
you,
it.
Thank you, guys. I don't know the words. Bro.
Yeah, that was quite an introduction. We tried our best there. Moose, how does it feel to be a winner?
Amazing. However, I felt by the time that we got to the finals, I felt like a winner. I was like, we've got there. I can't believe what we've achieved. I really can't.
It's crazy. The journey you guys have been on from start to finish, I think really it plays dividends to the fact that you guys have been working essentially overtime to get to where you are now.
Same team
right?
who did that like camp?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. These guys have been grafting to win this competition. So, I mean, how many hours do you think of prep and time came before even the grand final?
Before you said... reference me as an expert, I definitely wouldn't say that was the case. I have an analyst, goes by the in-game name of Prey. He's put in, I honestly can't tell you how many hours, easily 48 cumulative hours for preparation for these tournaments, first tournament.
It's just insane. It's a lot of
time,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'm praised one of the OGs in, bro.
Not that much. Yeah, also individually, the guys, we've been training, coming to training and reviews, especially in this lead up to the week before the finals. I was pulling people in for reviews individually if I needed to. It was a lot of hours.
And obviously, you're in the army. Tell us, what do you do, Moose?
Yeah, so I'm a movement controller in the RLC, quite a niche trade. We do the paperwork for the planes and the boats and stuff. It's quite good for travel.
And is Moose your nickname and your gamer tag?
No, it's just my gamer tag. I don't think anybody in real life calls me Moose.
I was just imagining the RLC just being like, oh, Moose.
No,
Moose,
no.
Just get on that,
yeah, just in game.
Okay, so I mean, first of all, what does your mother call you? And I suppose, what do they call you at work? Same thing?
My mother calls me, well, Matthew, that's the full name. Hence where the Moose comes from, because it's the M that starts it. and
in the army. I'm so sorry. Your name cannot just start with an M and go, well, obviously my name's
No. Well, it originally comes from one of the guys in my friend's group called himself Roos because his name started with R. So this was 15 years ago, and we all just caught on. So then mine was Moose, and I've kept it since.
Roos, Moose, Juice.
It actually was like that. Yeah. Yeah. So on today's episode of The Lobby, you are, we are Deuce, Juice and Moose. About this hoose.
Oh, no.
I mean, you can't make it up. Is it Matthew when you're in trouble? I just want to know. I will refer to you as Moose.
Yes, it is Matthew when I'm in trouble.
Right, okay.
Why do you ask every guest this question?
Well, because, there's a lot of nicknames that get thrown around. And then I'll come to the grand final or whatever, even like last year, and the amount of people that would come up to me going, oh, hi, yeah, it's Matt. It's Matt. And I'm like, who?
We also have like so many mats. There's so many mats. Like, I can probably think of four mats off the top of my head.
So nicknames are good and everything, but then if you do introduce yourself by your name that I do not know because I only know you as Moose, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm going to treat you like a stranger. Yeah. So it's good to know, but no, we'll continue to call you Moose. And you mentioned Prey earlier. We were meant to have Light with us. Do you want to share any more gamer tags from the team? Where does it come from?
I don't know where their gamer tags come from. I've only been here 5 months. So this is my first... I've only joined... British Army Esports Society, effectively, about 5 months ago. So that was in the inter-services before BFBS started. The part of the reason I'm here in the first place is due to your guys' online advertising. I noticed League of Legends was on Season 2 via Instagram, and I thought, I have to get involved.
Wow. There we go.
Are there any other games you play then? Obviously, like, you know, because we've featured F1, we're featuring Rocket League. What are your go-tos?
Yeah, so when I first came to do coaching, I realised I could probably do one or two games. It's not, as I said before, in regards to Jonah's calling me an expert, it's not what I do isn't about understanding the game, it's about managing people. Of course, I understand League of Legends quite well. I've played it since 2014, and the same with Counter-Strike, another game that I probably could have done coaching for, but League of Legends is more fun. I play lots of competitive and sway games. Tarkov is one of my favourites. Obviously Counter-Strike. I play Rocket League. I'm trying to get down to the social nights for the Rocket League team for the Buzzards.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we might see a return of Moose in every title on the BFPS Pro League. We dropped Counter-Strike. I feel like we'll see you in there as well.
Yeah, maybe.
But I mean, how did the British Army Lions get together? How do you guys all know each other? Is it from being a part of the inter-services sort of society, as you called it earlier, or are you all mates? Yeah.
So the Lions has been around for probably about 5 years now. I actually liked the player that has the most experience in the Lions. He has the original shirts in MTP, which is pretty impressive. But I don't know too much about its inception. I know that we've been to civilian tournaments. I've seen pictures. And a lot of those players now play for the Real Humans or UBG.
Which is where I met majority of the players from both, because back in my day of Army Esports, it was Light & Lol, Prey, Super Goon as well.
Super Goon, yeah.
What
yeah.
a name. And there were some Eddie, just to name a few. There's so many. That we're getting involved.
Well, but we know that this is such a big community. But Moose, explain this. Obviously, you mentioned about coaching and stuff. How do you, you know, if this team's been going, if the Lions have been going for 5 years, how do you come in 5 months ago and end up being a part of a winning team in a league?
I feel as though it's because League of Legends teams, because it's quite a competitive game, can be quite fractured. They don't really, maybe toxic environments in the past. Because of the nature of the game. So when I came in, the team had effectively disbanded last year because of that infighting. And I came in and said, look, I want to run, not run, but, you know, I want to foster a culture under the Lions a certain way. And I just want everyone to be involved. I want everyone to be positive and to show me what you've got. And for some reason, everybody took onto that and adopted it. And here we are.
And it takes one drop in the water to make everything go spicy.
Even Lily, producer Lily, behind the windows, has just gone, what?
Yo, someone needs to quote that for 2026.
Words of wisdom by our Jonah Jupp.
quote of the episode.
Oh, put no, on that very t-shirt. Good. So, no, obviously, you're just mentioning about coming in, sort of changing the culture, being a part of the change. But what things have you done then in the last 5 months? Not to get nerdy about it or anything, but go on, boast. What have you changed?
So, when I first came in, I was very quiet watching the team's patterns and stuff. And I think that paid dividends because they were like, oh, wait, who's this guy? Although the reality is I was just being quiet so I could listen to what they were, how they were communicating with each other. And then I realised after maybe a couple of months that there was a little bit of infighting, especially during the games. And I said, look, guys, put your differences aside for these 30 minutes and we can work together. And it just worked really well. Everybody that didn't want to be involved in the team then shirked to the sides, and everybody that wanted to step up, and I said, regardless of your rank, you can step up to the plate. And that individual, that heart, that buy-in is what I believe made the difference.
Yeah, it's really lovely. And obviously, Jonah, look, we've spoken to a lot of Navy and we've spoken to RAF as well. But obviously, in terms of being Army, part of the RLC, how will work in supporting you with this?
Well, here's the kicker that I must drop since my teammates are watching. I am currently in phase two. I'd have not passed forward to the field army since I'm injured. However, hopefully that will be happening next year. But currently, being at phase two, my staff have been fantastic. They've let me go and do what I want to do because I'm not doing much at the moment other than getting better.
Oh, dude.
I think that's the key thing, though, is that everyone says, like, why esports? Why is the Army buying into it? Why is the Navy, RAF buying into it? It's because a lot of people get in the nature of our job, we get injured, right? It's just how it is. As footballers get injured and take 7 years off, we might need to take a few months off.
That was said with a little bit of disdain then.
We might need to take a few months off, even a year off. I've known people who have been, at home bedbound essentially for a year and then to get back into work. What do you do in that year to stay connected with your colleagues and, stay tied into the military? You can't do physical activity, so esports is that buy-in. And for a lot of our people, that's the one thing keeping them sane.
Yeah. And I know it's cliche, but I've never felt a sense of belonging like doing this. And I know the Army pushed that. That's one of their catchphrases. But it is true. Like, what this has provided for me is something I've always wanted. So I'm really, really grateful for the guys because they give it back, give that sense to me. So thank you to my team.
There's a reason it's a brother and sisterhood. There you go.
I think that's the first person that we've spoken to, at least on the podcast, that's gone, thank you to my team.
Yeah.
That's all.
Wow, someone is finally humble.
Stop it. Oh, no, but okay, right, Moose, what's next then? After, now that this is done, what are you doing next?
So, normally, we compete in a tournament called SLE. Now, that is one of the precursors to EU Masters, which is where our casters have casted. So, that's, like, quite high level of League of Legends. So, obviously, we'll be pushing to try and win SLE. Because normally we've gone middle of the table in the past before I came, so hopefully we can push for that title, which will then allow us to compete in the next level. So civilian tournaments outside of competing in the BFBS is what we're looking at. Of course, the UK DML is coming up soon, and you'll notice teams like UVG, the Real Humans, are involved in that. I've decided not to have us involved in that since it's been quite a high pressure situation for us to get this over line for BFBS. So I've let my players go and play for those teams. So you'll see my players' names on Roblo, on Real Humans, maybe. I'm not really sure yet. I've let them go and disband and have their fun for UK DML, and then we'll come back stronger with structured training. And the impact that we've had allows players like Bessie, who's an Army AD carry for the Real Humans, to come and train with us, and everything's coming together.
I think it's important, the rest and recuperation, and also being able to let go. I mean, when you work with the team so closely for such a long period of time, it's important to take that break, have a bit of a mental reset, and then come back. Because often what people see is a much better performance afterwards, because what you're doing is going and essentially cross-pollinating and learning from other people.
Yeah, because I was just quite surprised to hear that, about like actually collaborating with other teams. It's not about like, oh yeah, I see you for round two in another competition, baby.
The way you should look at it, right, is that the UK military community, in terms of esports, everyone wants to be the best, right? But we also want to be the best as a collective above civilian teams and above, other armed forces communities. So essentially what we're trying to do is better everybody, but then still have that inter-military competition at the same time. So, yeah.
As you said, Danny, that rivalry has caused teams to not be their best in the past, whereas I want it to be open. I want to get that inside information. I want to be as transparent as I can without letting them know all the intricacies of our gameplay. I want that community aspect to be there because it makes us stronger, is the reality. In the long term, I'm not looking for those short-term gains in the tournaments. I'm looking for who we can get involved in the esports community, and BFBS has helped this massively because it's allowed me to connect with players from veteran teams that I wouldn't know otherwise.
Yeah. Well, Moose, thank you for coming on to today's episode of The Lobby. Earlier on, you did mention, like just before we hit record, that are we going to do it all together, shouting The Lobby? We didn't do it all together, did we?
No, we're going to have to.
No, yeah. Sorry.
Here we go.
Should we get Moose to do a countdown and we'll join in with Moose?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it from three?
Yeah, and we'll just shout
three,
The Lobby.
Three, two, one, The Lobby.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Three, two, one.
The Lobby!
The Lobby!
There was a bit of a delay.
We're trying to make
this
work.
Yeah. I waited for the delay. I thought I predicted it. I've
done it. No, an absolute pleasure to be chatting to you. And look, best of luck with everything in the future as well. Actually, before we do let you go, you've already mentioned Counter-Strike. Considering we've got Mr. Jojo Juppie in today's episode. I'm just saying. You've already mentioned Counter-Strike, but for next year's Season 3 of the BFBS Pro League, name a couple of games. Just get his cogs going.
What would you like?
Oh, yeah, as you said, of course, Counter-Strike. I'm trying to think what's popular at the moment. We're not doing Overcooked.
No!
Good lad! Go on, Jan!
yeah, for me, I just want to see Counter-Strike. I'm in love with that game. It was the first competitive game I fell in love with. So, yeah, please, just Counter-Strike for me. Yeah.
I'll put it down. we already know the boss, Mr. Robert White, loves Counter-Strike. So... who knows? Who knows?
I mean, do you ever see something like GTA going into the Pro League?
I actually do.
Really?
I actually do.
Because, you know, obviously, Netflix have just released that, like, hour documentary thing. I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it?
No, no, but I've seen what everybody else is talking about. Something about along the lines of, when the police are chasing you, if you actually get caught and surrender, you do jail time.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Longest game ever. Count me out.
But back onto the Pro League.
Back in.
GTA could do. If you think it's got racing, it's got PvP, so a bit of gunfighting. But it really depends if they make it more sandboxy like they did with GTA 5. If they start implementing that type of thing, then we could probably almost certainly see some sort of competitive aspect. I mean, there's people making competitive aspect that are farming simulator, so you can do it at the same time.
It's a great game.
Yeah, GTA is a much easier one to do with.
Yeah, because the other one about GTA that I saw as well was that if, you know, obviously you can eat in GTA, you've always been able to. If you don't exercise and you eat, your weight gets up and down. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's just very cool. It's very, very cool. It's like with Red Dead, when if you didn't shave, then your beard grew out. I thought that was really cool. Well, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's the little details that make a game. So, yeah, we're excited.
Moose, will you be playing GTA when it comes out?
Well, you see, it's not out on the PC yet when it comes out. That might take a while. So no, I won't. Not until it comes out on PC.
No, it makes sense.
Do you know what? We should all boycott it until it comes out on PC. No one plays it. That's definitely not happening.
Was that a call to action?
No,
really?
I know that we're getting Xboxes just to play it.
Oh, mate, no.
Yeah.
Well, look, Moose, thank you again for joining us on The Lobby. Wish you the best of luck, and come and chat to us again next year.
Thank you.
There he is, Moose, from this year's winning team of League of Legends from the BFBS Pro League. The British Army Lions. What a season.
That's a sentence and a half, isn't
it? I mean, the military in good state would just abbreviate that massively.
Yeah. Yeah, the BFBSPL S2 LOL champion.
What's going on with Discord at the moment? Any news? Like, have we done the prize draw yet?
Oh, we're honestly so close. It's actually ridiculous. Ooh. I reckon we'll do it. If not, maybe end of this week, start of next week, it will be drawn.
Before the grand final, then?
Yeah, before the grand final.
So
we're
how
at 900 and... I want to say 930 people.
And
so
this
we
is
need
people
70 more.
Like following BFBS.
Just in the Discord. Just existing in the Discord.
Just going to the Discord, press the button, you go into a draw where you could win...
£500!
Or...
a console of your choice! Up to the value of £500.
Oh, no. Have you added that in now? Because I remember a couple of weeks ago when you were away on holiday, we were chatting to somebody and he was like, I may have to consider this.
Yeah.
Like,
it says up to the value of £500. Yeah, yeah. Or a console of your choice. Yeah. I mean, regardless, like, it's perfect time to get in, especially if you've got a PC and you want to play GTA and you haven't got a console.
Yeah, that is actually a really good shout. So just join BFBS Esports on Discord. Once it hits 1,000 and you're in that draw, you could win.
Make sure you go to the giveaway channel and hit enter the giveaway, because only 300 of the 900 people have entered it. So there's a pretty high chance that you get it. One in 300 chance right now. So.
No, it's a really good shout. But look, obviously, we are talking about the run-up. There's only a few more episodes left, actually, of The Lobby, because we're on the run-up to the BFBS Pro League Grand Final. Wow, we're both so dramatic. Yeah. On Sunday the 27th at the RF Museum in London, which is awesome, which you can go to. It's free, but you do have to go online and reserve like your ticket so they know how many people are going and stuff, right?
No. Just turn up.
That's not what it says on your website, matey boy.
No. So if you're service family, if you've been invited, then you require a ticket, which basically means you get access to the arena. But the rest of the entire museum is open to the public all day.
Yeah.
So you can just turn up. We've got loads of activities going on throughout the day. We also have the RAF Theatre where we'll be displaying. That's the free access part where you can enter and have a look at the live broadcast in real time and see what's going on the main stage. But yeah, we're going to be crazy busy. And there's loads of awesome stuff going on. We've got Haddo, I get told off for that as well, turning up, which is essentially dodgeball in VR, which is very cool.
No, I'm really sorry, but my Wii console days just flashed before my eyes then.
Flying.
Yeah, dodgeball VR.
You're
going to get people falling over and all sorts.
I mean, you do, yeah. Yeah, if you watch the professional players, they literally wear knee pads and like elbow pads and stuff because they stop diving about.
Oh my God.
It's very cool. And knee slides, very popular in it as well. It's very cool. Yeah.
Sorry, you've actually just sort of blown my mind a little bit there.
Bamboozled.
But of course it will be all about the final of Rocket League.
Yes.
Who are we going to see? We're weeks away. Who are we going to see in the grand final of Rocket League?
So in seeding order, in first place and currently leading the championship and will be participating in the BFBS Pro League Grand Final at the RAF Museum is the Buzzards, the SEA Dragons, the RAF Storm Shadows, the RAF Typhoons, the RAF Falcons, the Royal Navy Krakens, the RAF Nighthawks. It is RAF Nighthawks. And then the Kestrels. Very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Sorry, I must mention that the Krakens and the Nighthawks are joint 7th right now.
So I've heard RAF a lot in that. What are we looking at in terms of the split between services and independent?
So looking, we've got a couple army teams. We've got quite a good RAF presence, although they're sort of midfield, if you like. Royal Navy as well, sort of in midfield. They've got one team. And they've got SEA Dragons, which are a mixture of service family and MOD civil service as well. We have Ritzy flying over from Gibraltar.
Oh, nice.
To come and participate. Chatting with him, trying to sort out his transport. But yeah, he's the second time he's flown over from Gibraltar to participate and participated in season one. So yeah.
Well, I think if there's one thing that we have learned then from the BFBS Pro League, both last year and in this season, is just the sense of community.
And the commitment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. Going above and beyond, spending hours training and studying other teams, flying halfway across the world to try and play with us. So yeah.
Gibraltar, halfway across the world.
It's nearly that.
It's across the water.
A bit more. Bit of war, bit of land. That's right. Europe.
Yes, halfway across the
Europe's
world.
Europe's a big place, mate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jonah Jupp. See, I called you Jonah Jupp then. Tell me the truth, though, before we wrap up today's episode. Are you and the rest of the esports team already looking at next year? Or will it be after the final?
We want to get the final done first and make sure that's done to the highest standard, and then it'll be we normally do a bit of an October chinwag where we all go sit down as a team and prep what went well, what didn't go so well.
You
take
a
lot of feedback from the community, and then it's full prep for season three. Is ridiculous.
I know,
I feel like I've been here about 5 minutes.
I know, it doesn't seem like that long ago that we were celebrating last year.
I know, it's crazy. But no, well, we're excited. And next year, regardless of what we take away from this year, will be bigger, it will be better, and there will be more action for our audience. So, yeah, we're just excited.
Yeah, very really excited. Looking forward to it. Well, I think that wraps up another week of
The Lobby!
We'll catch you next week. And please do, if there's anything you want us to be talking about on The Lobby, via Discord, would that be the best place?
Got any ideas, suggestions? Jump in the suggestions chat in the Discord, pop them in there, and we'll take a look. And who knows? Your idea might be implemented for season 3.
And we're just searching for BFBS Esports on Discord.
Yeah, discord.gg/BFBS Esports.
Any suggestions for what we should be talking about? Yeah, shut up. I'm just, look, you know what the community's like. They'll be like, hey.
Yeah, more counting numbers, please.
Oh, no, we're not bringing that one up again. No, right, out of here, out of here. Go!